time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon. It is Tuesday afternoon.
As we
watched the national championship game for whatever reason. We really weren't sure, but we did. Because we knew we'd have to talk about it today.
That's right.
The football gods are with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
Because had Jacksonville lost like they should have, they never would have made it.
Yeah, that was amazing. But I want to tell you, I just came off the softball fields out there in Medina indoor, and this is the first time doing this show that I'm wearing a cup.
Sometimes it's just a little too much information.
I just thought of that.
A little TMI there.
Come after me. Come after me if you want to.
Little TMI there, Bill.
Well, good captain. I did almost have to use my nuclear-powered pontoon boat.
Really?
I was put on standby last... When was that big snow in Virginia?
They put you on standby for that.
Yeah, they wanted me to use my afterburners to help melt the snow there because people were stranded on that highway.
For close to 48 hours.
But they didn't think it was worth it. You know, they didn't want to bring me out. So.
Well, but you are a top secret, so you can't let that out just because of a little bit of ice.
Yeah, and I can't even reveal where my nuclear-powered pontoon is. It's stored in a formerly air dock on Waterloo Road, off Waterloo. But I can't go any further than that. So, anyway.
You have too many,
Plus, I had...
You have all those Russian spies.
Plus, I just got over a very, very minor case of COVID.
Yeah,
I'm negative now. I had very mild symptoms. Very mild. I got it Christmas Day. I think my grandkids gave it.
Yeah, that's where I think a lot of people get it from.
Yeah, and very mild case, except I had a little bit of brain fog, and my wife said she didn't notice that at all. I don't know. So if I'm not 100% today, you'll know.
You're a little winded from the baseball game and everything else.
Yeah, weighted down with a cup.
I was just saying how the football gods are with the Steelers.
Because we
said all along, and it was very close to that, and it probably should have been that, is that you're going to win your division or go home in this division.
That's correct.
And it was very close to that. And the Jaguars, who are one of the worst teams in the NFL, absolutely demolished the Colts.
Everybody said it's a slam dunk. The Colts are going to beat the hapless Jackson. They were 15.5-point favorites to win the Colts over the Jaguars.
Wow.
15.5 points.
Not a betting man, but I might have gone with points on that. But
and that's almost unheard of in a professional.
In the NFL, it is almost unheard of.
And they ended up, the Jaguars won 26-11. 26-11. That put the game into the Steelers. They're living a charmed life right now. They're living a charmed life. The game on Sunday night almost tied. That would have been almost.
If it would have ended in a tie, they would not have made it.
And
I don't understand how that works.
Because Pittsburgh had a tie.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
So
if that game would have ended in a tie, Pittsburgh would have been out, but. They ended up, I think it was the, not the Chargers who won, but the Vegas team won. Vegas team won. So they're living a charm life. Now, how long that charm life will last because now.
Well, they're definitely, because I pointed out before we went on, they have given up.
Let me get over here at my desk.
They have given up 55 more points than they've scored this year.
Yeah.
They have a record of 9-7-1. And they have given up 55 more points. I'm looking at,
over the course of 18 games.
Over the course of 18 games, 55 more points than they've scored. Now, even the Browns only gave up 22 more points.
But they're not.
But they scored, but they didn't even have a winning record.
No.
And then,
they did play.
The Texans, the Texans gave up 172 more points than they scored.
How about Jacksonville, though?
There Jacksonville, 204 more yards than they scored. Now, look at this. The Raiders, who did make it, they gave up 65 more points than what they scored over the course of the season.
Well, you have some anomalies during the season where you just got, and I know Cincinnati got beat up a few times.
Yeah.
And that,
we the first time we played them, we beat them up.
So
Baker's best game of the year. And, Washington team from Washington gave up 99 more points. The Giants gave up 158 more points than they scored. Their GM resigned. Retired.
Who's that? Which team?
The Giants.
Yes.
The Lions gave up 142 more points than they scored. The Bears gave up 96 more points than they scored. Even the Vikings, who also didn't make the playoffs, they gave up one more point than they scored. The Falcons.
Minnesota fired their coach.
Yeah. Did they? Okay. Yeah. Falcons gave up 146 more points than what they scored, and the Panthers gave up 100 more points than they scored. And nobody in the West gave up more points than they scored of the NFC West. So, hats off to them.
Yeah, there was a few heads chopped off this week.
And what I don't understand is Dolphins ended up 9-8.
Yes.
He's been there 3 years, and each year he's gotten better.
Yes.
And this year they were above 500 on the brink of making the playoffs, and he fired him.
Yeah, Brian Flores. He's now, according to the latest dispatch.
He's probably the hottest
He's coach. He's being interviewed right now for the Bears job.
The Bears.
Who fired their coach.
Right.
And I think the Vikings fired. There was another. There's more going to be fired.
Oh, yeah.
I think Pete Carroll is in jeopardy, too, from the Seattle loss.
Now, they didn't make it, did they?
No. As a team that's on the verge of being rebuilt.
Well, I have to hand it to Pete Carroll, though. He had built a successful program. He came from college and was almost the college ranks coaching and was almost successful from the beginning. And even so, I think he's still... No, I don't think anybody had a winning record in that division.
In the
playoffs, in the NFC.
Kansas City made it. Las Vegas made it. And then the Chargers didn't make it, did they? No, they didn't make it.
No, Chargers didn't make it.
No,
I was
Denver didn't make it.
Right,
so.
But the West, Seahawks were 7-10.
Well, the Seahawks, that's right. The Seahawks are in the NFC. The
NFC, right.
Oh, soon I forget. Yeah, they're eliminated. San Francisco is in, I believe. Yeah, the 49. That was a good game. We saw that. And
every team with a winning record, and we're talking even a 9-8 in the NFC, made the playoffs. I thought they were, but I'm just looking here, and everybody, only those teams that had a winning record. And
New Orleans had a winning record. They lost. They're not in it.
Oh, you're right. Okay, 9-8. They are not.
So there.
That's the only
one. So there, you were wrong.
That's the only one.
You said everyone.
I did. And I had missed them. I do apologize. I was wrong. I gave bad information.
You did.
I was fake news there.
Fake news. Oh, I miss that term, don't you?
No.
No. Anyway.
But you're right. Saints, there must have been some tiebreaker between the Saints, and there was one other team that was 9-8 that made it, which was the Eagles. I don't think the Saints and Eagles even played each other, did they?
The Saints and the Eagles?
In the NFC.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were both 9-8. They were the only two 9-8 teams there, and the Eagles made it, and they did not.
That's correct. I don't know why they made it, but they did. And, well, it's pretty well set. I mean, we got the...
It is. Well, and this will be the first time in the history of the NFL There'll be two games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, and one game on Monday. They've never done the Monday night playoff game, and I think they've even kind of given up the Sunday night game before. So they've got two afternoon games, or an afternoon and an evening game on Saturday.
No, Sunday. The Sunday is an evening game on Sunday.
Well, there's three games on Sunday.
Yeah, and the Chiefs and Steelers play Sunday night.
The Chiefs and Steelers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the
football gods can't be that much a favorite of the Steelers.
It's Ben's last.
Can't be.
Ben, oh, come on. No, you know what?
I don't want to hear this. He deserves it.
He does.
I know. Like that with the bus. Oh, you have to win. The bus deserves a Super Bowl. No, nobody deserves a Super Bowl. You earn a Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, it's fate.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, it's a sleeper. Watch him. Watch him.
Hey,
listen, look what happened it was almost impossible for them to get into the playoffs. It was almost impossible because Jacksonville should have been overwhelmed by, if I was the Colts coach, I don't know.
We would have beat them, and we should have.
Yeah.
That would have not eliminated them right there. It would have.
Beat who? Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't.
If
Baltimore didn't go for 2 points in two games, they would probably have been 10-7. But they didn't.
No.
They lost both of those games. So if.
Boy, the other, his brother's being, his name is being bandied around. Yeah. I don't know anybody really is interested in him. But all of a sudden,
because he
got beat up in the playoffs, they're saying, oh, well, you know, he could come over to the NFL again.
Oh, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
John's going to stay.
He's going to stay where he's at.
Yeah, he's got a.
Why would you leave there?
Well, first of all, he's got a very good record, and I don't think he's in jeopardy whatsoever.
No.
Now, Jim Harbaugh, who was with the 49ers, then jumped to Michigan. I like him much less than his brother. His brother seems to be somewhat a classy guy. This Jim Harbaugh, I don't know about, but anyway. So I guess Michigan has a successful season. They won the Big Ten.
Yeah, but they shut up quick enough when they basically were going around talking like they were the greatest team ever to come out of the Big Ten, and then got beat up pretty good in the first playoff game.
Yes, they did. By Georgia.
By Georgia.
By Georgia.
Which won the national championship, we'll get to.
Yeah, so it's been interesting to see Pittsburgh just be able to survive and get into the playoffs. I'm telling you, it's fate. It's fate. Next week when we get together, Pittsburgh's going to be still in it.
I'm dumbfounded.
What do you mean you're dumbfounded? Are you dumbfounded that Jacksonville beat the Colts? Are you dumbfounded?
Yeah, actually I am. Are you?
Well, I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe that upset. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, and Pittsburgh got in, and they almost lost again when they almost had a tie on Sunday night. So it was really amazing.
Yeah, because ties are almost unheard of. Almost unheard of. They already had one this year with their.
What do you mean ties in a shoe factory? That's not the case.
I'm talking about in the NFL.
Oh, okay. You didn't say that.
I did.
Ties in the
NFL.
I see people wearing ties all the time.
Ties in the NFL are almost unheard of, and the fact that almost ended in a tie, you know.
They could have. They both could have gotten in if they had a tie. Both. Las Vegas and San Diego the Chargers.
The Chargers, LA. Right.
Yeah.
And as a result, Chargers stayed home
and
Steelers are going.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you're saying the football gods are waving a terrible towel this year?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And, of course,
to be seen, but yeah.
The Chiefs are 11.5 point favorites. I would take the points. I think.
You know, I don't know. I mean, as much as, you know, just quick peek here, and they haven't had their best season, the Chiefs.
Why are they still called the Chiefs? Don't they have to change their name? Huh?
Because nobody.
We got the garden.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I got a couple Guardians paraphernalia for Christmas.
Did
got
you?
Got a new hat, a couple of shirts.
Yeah.
So I got.
You're not wearing them with pride, I see.
Not yet. I mean, I'm not over it yet. I'm not over it yet.
To answer the question.
Answer what question?
I don't know why the other teams, when the Atlanta Braves have this tomahawk chop on top of everything else, and
they're not required.
They're not being forced by baseball. The Indians were basically forced by baseball. And you know what the baseball commissioner, I may turn him to a pretend one too, what he said about it? Well, I haven't heard any complaints in Atlanta. But I've heard complaints in Cleveland.
Well,
that's his reasoning.
Well, I understand, but the Braves are, they do the tomahawk,
that tomahawk chop.
They do that with the Chiefs too.
The Chiefs do that too, right?
I mean, come on.
The Redskins voluntarily changed their name, and then the Indians essentially voluntarily changed their name.
The Redskins, I could see.
They had such a majestic. Logo.
Yes.
But the name was not very
good. No, that was a horrible name, and I don't have a
problem. Are they forever going to be the Washington football team?
That's ridiculous, isn't it? I don't know, and I don't care, because
they're not us. I understand.
But I just don't, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know if baseball forced the Cleveland organization.
Well, they essentially forced
the Chief Wahoo.
Well, they forced and bribed, because they got them an All-Star game.
That's right.
Okay, so they were forced and bribed, and they brought in a ton of money that they never would have gotten otherwise.
That's right.
Okay, as far as the name change, I'm sure they were encouraged, but I don't think they were actually forced to do so. I think it was something the Dolans felt that they, at this point, they needed to do.
Well, the Dolans may be out in a few more years.
Originally, when they were asking for minority order owner, he would only get a certain percentage, and that would not go up. And now they have a new minority order or an owner. And
you're tongue-tied.
And he is going to be able to buy more of the team as it goes along till they will be the minorities, and eventually, I bet you, he will just buy them out.
Yeah, well, he got 35% of the team.
Yeah, I mean,
so I don't know what that's going to mean. And who knows right now? Nobody's talking baseball whatsoever because
right now, because even baseball isn't talking to each other right now.
Yeah, there's no negotiations. No, it's a lockout. And literally in a month, they're supposed to start taking the stuff down to
Goodyear.
And
Goodyear, Arizona.
So nothing's going on. No trade talks. Nothing's going on. But anyway, getting back to that, why are these teams allowed to keep their names?
I don't know.
Are Native Americans not upset about? Listen, I understand that the Chief Wahoo was offensive. I understand that. But I don't know if the term Indians is offensive whatsoever. I don't know. And I guess I'm beating a dead horse here, aren't I? The changes.
It's been done, and it's not going to change. And they couldn't even come up with an original name.
No. They looked out the window and saw these Guardians on a bridge and said, oh, let's make it Guardian.
Not even bother to do a Google search to find out there was already a Cleveland Guardians team.
That's why I'm saying they already picked it. This whole thing about the fans.
The fans didn't have
contributing.
No, the fans didn't choose Guardians.
No. I think more of them would have.
I think spiders would have been there, which is a historic.
Yeah, they were an
original National League Cleveland baseball team in the 1800s.
You got a nasty looking spider with a baseball hat. I would have liked that better than Anyway, okay. So I guess I went off on a tangent here, and the Chiefs are playing. The Steelers Sunday night. Okay, but the beginning is Saturday. The Bengals will be playing the Raiders. The Raiders are living a charm life too. I mean,
yeah, yes. With turmoil of their coach.
Yeah, they got.
Now there's talk that he'll be back next season. There's there is. The Gruden will be back next season.
With the Raiders?
Yeah, because he's busy suing the NFL over the release of the emails.
I understand that, but they were rather offensive.
They were extremely offensive.
I mean, you know, 80% of football players are people of color, and you make fun of them in a very crude way. I can't imagine the league would allow it. I really don't.
I can't imagine him going in and trying to motivate his own team.
I mean, come on. I mean, I haven't heard that, but I would find it that he's persona not grata for the rest of his career. Don't you think?
Yeah, because of the release of it? Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter who released it. He did say those words.
Well, he did.
And, or he one thing you don't, you never, ever, once it's on the internet, it never, ever goes away.
Yeah.
And look at the governor of Virginia, what he went through. And when he was in college, somebody found those pictures way back then. It yeah. just, I don't think, in fact, they were talking about that his replacement getting the Raiders into the playoffs is the leading candidate for that job. Now, I don't know. Maybe you got inside information. Maybe you do.
I have fake news.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. So I would think it highly unlikely that John.
I would think it would be highly, because the thing is, even if his players would let it go, I don't think the public would.
I don't know. You talk about Vegas. Vegas is a very...
You know, you're far more familiar with Vegas than I am. It's a different kind of place, isn't it?
It sure is a different kind of place. Let the chips fall where they may kind of place. Literally. I don't know. But I would find it difficult for the coach to be successful after what he did. And he may be
upset. Even though he really did start from scratch and build that program up to where it was.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but come on.
But
you don't make those kind of offensive. And also what he called the commissioner, a very crude,
again, these were in personal emails.
I understand that. I understand.
There are some things I've said. I've never said things like that, but there are some things that I've said to close friends I never would want anywhere else.
I don't think there's a human being alive that hasn't said something that they wouldn't want to say with other people around. I mean, come on. I'm especially of a guy of your generation. I mean,
Well, we old guys, you know, we get away with more. Yeah.
So, and that was, it's just, I just don't think that will happen. I think that is the Indians being renamed to Indians again is more likely than John Gruden coming back to. I really do. So.
Yeah, because I can't even imagine right now that even ESPN would want him back in any capacity.
Oh, no, no.
Not that the guy didn't make enough money to survive the rest of his life.
Oh, he's
set
he's
for
fine.
Life.
Yeah,
but,
he's set for life, but it's...
But it's the way he went out, too. But again, it was his own words. And again, they were personal emails between he and another friend individual. So, you know, that doesn't excuse it. I don't want to make it sound like I'm excusing it. But they were personal conversations.
Well, he was stupid because he should have known better. He should have known.
Oh, I agree.
It's out there in the ether. And it doesn't take a genius to find this stuff.
No.
Like I told you before, when I retired from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, I was retired for a couple of years. The next thing I know, I'm in depositions in a case against a large poultry company. And they brought me in.
Did they chicken out?
No, they didn't. But it was rather foul of them to do that. So
thought I'd get you there.
Yeah. So anyway, they brought up emails that, of course, they were legitimate business, working relationship business,
right?
Saying that it would help their case. It didn't. But how did they get these things? Well, they asked for a subpoena for all emails for 5 years before that, and So they're never gone. They're never, ever gone.
You didn't write anything like that.
No, no, there was nothing offensive at all. I mean, it was nothing that would help bolster their case. They question the content of the email that may have had some relevance to the case, but it ended up settled. I mean, it was nothing.
Well, I mean, I was just shocked
that they found them.
Which side was it that was... That pulled that up, is it?
It was the ownership the ownership of the company subpoenaed all emails for everybody involved in the case, and that included me at the time.
Because you were a negotiator. Yeah.
Yes, and they gave it to him. Unfortunately, there was nothing there that remotely would have helped their case, but they questioned me about it. So my biggest surprise was, how did they find these things, right? So you never, ever, 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 ever send an email with something that you may regret, or you wouldn't have say in front of somebody.
I have written a few that I never sent, and then
it's probably on there though.
No, I deleted it, and then it was never sent. It was there and deleted. So,
I was also a trustee of a union in New Jersey, and they came in, guy with a badge and a gun from the Department of Labor. I didn't even know they had...
And the Department of Labor was coming in with a gun?
The Inspector General's Office of the Department of Labor has law enforcement officials, and they came in with subpoena and asked for the old administration's hard drives. And there it was. He said, you could have it. I don't care. But the guy had a gun. And if you got a gun, you can take it, man. I don't care. And handcuffs. I wasn't about to
stand in their way.
No.
Even without handcuffs.
And the hard drives, apparently, I'm not an expert in computers. You are more than that. But I guess everything's there. I mean, it's there. Even the stuff that you deleted, right?
Yeah, it's not as easy.
Unless you clean it and take it out and destroy the hard drive.
Well, unless you format it. If you reformat it, it's pretty much gone. But the bottom line, that's why whenever you see them and they hit the wrong button when they're trying to break in, all of a sudden it's reformatting the hard drives and they get all, and it's not as you don't punch in three buttons and all of a sudden you find all the deleted stuff. That's television.
They do have forensic
people
that can go in.
Right.
And that's
and the thing is, but if they weren't erased, they are still there. And they just would have to go through a ton of stuff to find anything in that direction. So,
anyway.
Yeah.
How did that come about with the Chiefs playing the Steelers?
What'd
you do?
We got into that because of the emails.
Right. So we start off the playoffs next week on Saturday, the Bengals versus the Raiders. And that's how it went on, right?
Right.
And Raiders are living. They're 6.5-point favorites, the Bengals. I don't know. I don't know if I would take the points there or not.
I don't think I would. No. Not with Joe. Because, I mean, let's face it, our backup played their backup.
No, our first team played their backups.
Well, our backup quarterback
played Baker Mayfield is.
And they rested most of their guys, because they do not have the ball.
The only guy they didn't rest was in the first quarter. I forgot the young man's name. They wanted him to beat the rookie record for most yards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I forgot what his name was. But anyway, it was not relevant. And once he did, they pulled him. And it was really a meaningless game. I don't know if you could put any stock in that game whatsoever. The defense played fine. And... But again, you're not playing the first string,
right?
You know, it's the Beacon Journal said, "Great end to the season." Well, come on,
yeah.
And Marla Rittenhour, she's all over the place. One week one day she says, "Oh, this team deserves not to get in the playoffs," and this next article she says, "They want something to build on." Give me a break. I know she's been on our program a couple of times, but she's wishy-washy. She is wishy-washy on the future of this franchise.
She's more basketball than she is football.
Well, geez, I mean, make up your mind. Is this franchise going down the hill, going downhill, or is it going to rebound? She feels strongly both ways, apparently. Right?
It does appear so.
Come on. Getting back to the playoffs. We can talk about Cleveland here. Yeah. The Bills.
Doubles.
They're playing the Patriots. This is like the third time
they've played each other this season.
They're 4.5-point favorites.
I think Bills beat them both times, didn't they?
I believe so.
And you got to beat that same team three times. Yeah, Belichick's tough on the other side.
Yeah,
it's going to be a rough one.
I hope the Bills do get it. I guess I don't know if I have a favorite. I know you're going to hate this, but I wish Pittsburgh win it.
He stabbed Pittsburgh.
I want Pittsburgh to win. I want Ben to go out with the Super Bowl ring.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
I think he deserves it more than anybody else does. Who else does it?
Nobody deserves it. You earn it.
Okay, I think he's going to earn it.
Good luck.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. It just seems funny, doesn't it?
I didn't realize you were hiding that terrible towel all these years.
No. I'm not a big Pittsburgh fan. I'm not a big Cleveland fan. You know that. Yeah. I just look what happened to get them in. It was the football gods' fait accompli. They didn't want Ben to go out and on a regular season game. They made Jacksonville beat the Colts. I'm telling you, it's kismet. Or something like that. I don't know.
Well, kismet is sweet, yeah.
So, all right. The Buccaneers play on Sunday. And both, I mean, the Bills game is Saturday night, too. I don't know who's going to broadcast that one, but we'll see. The Buccaneers should easily win over the Eagles.
Yes.
They should. 8.5-point favorites. The Cowboys.
I might take the points on that one.
What, the 8.5?
No, they'll win by 8.5. Eagles
are, I don't know.
They'll win by 8.5 at least, yeah.
Why is it half? I mean, somebody.
Hey, you're the guy that goes to Vegas. Don't ask me.
You know why? Because if you got 8 and they beat them by 8, you win.
Is that what it is?
Yes, but if you.
But you can't have a half a point, so if they win by 8, it's 8.5, you lose.
You lose. That's just. Some genius came up with that many years ago. I don't know when, but
Vegas don't lose much.
No, they're all of them are half points.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
It was why playoff not? Time. Yeah. Playoffs time. Why not? Yeah.
So
during regular season, you see a lot of threes.
Yeah, you know, a lot of threes.
But in playoffs time, you get the halves. You either win or you don't.
That's it. So if you get 8 points, you give them 8 points. You lose, but 9 you win.
Right.
But they say 8.5, I guess, to entice you to bet. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why some of the numbers are as high as they are to get. Because if it were even up, how many people would bet on the which game is it?
Well, let's say the Buccaneers are
Buccaneers 9 points. Who would go straight up? Eagles against Tampa Bay.
No, so 8.5.
That's about right.
Yeah,
they have to throw points on there to get people to bet on the Eagles.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know enough about the Eagles. I know that Tom Brady's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. There's no dispute about that. And,
he's a GOAT,
and he'll. Yeah, that was a horrible GOAT. That was, I don't know. Never reminds me of a story.
A story?
I think maybe I've told this one before. You know, a doctor goes in. I mean, a guy goes into the doctor and says, doctor, I feel like a goat. And he says, how long have you been feeling that way? Ever since I was a kid.
Yes.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
I'm sorry.
Stupid. Well, you answered the question.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Anyway, okay, I would take. Oh, God, that was horrible. This is our first. This is the best show.
Best show
in studio.
In the studio this year, all year.
Last week was the best show, period.
Yeah.
I wasn't here, though. I was doing remote.
You were doing remote, yeah.
Yeah, just to be safe.
With the COVID.
Yes, yeah. All right. I still was in a fog then, too. Did you notice the difference?
You mentioned it, but some of the rantings didn't show much difference.
All right. The Cowboys play the 49ers, and they're 3.5-point favorites. I think they're...
Cowboys have had a heck of a year.
Yeah, I hope they lose. I don't like anything out of Texas. I don't. Sorry.
Apologize to me. I don't have anything in Texas but a cousin.
I have nobody there in Texas. Nobody. It's the fastest growing state in the country, too. They just keep piling people in there. I don't understand why. It's Anyway, Kansas City Chiefs are 11.5-point favorites over the Steelers. I would take the points.
Again, I point to how many points the Steelers have given up.
Oh, it's the playoffs. Everything's thrown out the books. It doesn't matter. It's the playoffs.
It's Ben Roethlisberger. How many great games has he had this year? He'd have to play his best game.
Obviously, enough to win into the playoffs.
He'd have to play his best game of the year to come anywhere near that game.
Well, maybe he will. He's on his way out. He's going to retire. He hasn't announced it. Oh, he has everything but announced it. But
and their defense isn't quite as good as what – I mean, especially against the run.
They're not bad. They got
TJ Watt. Because we didn't run against them. We took our best player and sat him on the bench for four plays in the first half.
I have to admit the Chiefs on paper are better. On paper.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. They're playing in Kansas City, but I wouldn't discount the Steelers. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, Monday night. The Cardinals, they were phenomenal for the first 12, 13 games of the year.
Well, they have home field throughout, do they not?
No. Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay.
Yeah, okay, they're not playing. It. And who else is not? Tennessee Titans. Nobody's talking about them.
Nobody's talking. And that was the quarterback that Miami got rid of.
Ryan Tannehill.
Well, your sister really liked, by the way.
Yeah.
She really loved Ryan Tannehill.
She should coach. She knows more about football than most.
Than most of the coaches do.
Yeah. Tannehill.
She could find this little jobs for $1 million a piece, couldn't she? If she gets to be a head coach,
she wouldn't offer to us.
We could be their commentators, and media guys, and the PR.
Speaking of media guys, Doug Deacon's last game.
We need to talk about that. Let's go through the playoffs here.
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, the Rams play the Cardinals, and the Rams are 4.5-point favorites. So
now, what was the nobody's talking about? But who the Titans? What was the spread on that one?
The Titans are not playing.
Oh, that's right. They've got a bye week. Duh.
I know.
Just like Green Bay has a bye week.
Right. So I would have.
The Lions got them Sunday. Of course, Aaron Rodgers only played half a game,
I my sentimental favorite down, hopefully, that Detroit is turned around somehow. That poor franchise has just been in the dumps for so long. I mean, they're like the Browns.
They're almost as bad as the Browns, yeah.
Well, record-wise, over the last decade or so, but
ours were two decades. Don't forget that.
Yes, we've been around. In 1999, they came back. We haven't had back-to-back over 500 seasons since they came back in 1999.
Right. Yeah.
So
2 years in a row. We've had 3 years of winning record in 20-some years.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
And no back-to-back years.
Okay. Well, we do need to talk about the Browns. And the Browns...
Before we go there.
Yes.
Our hats off to Mr. Doug Deacon, who is retiring.
I'm not taking my hat off.
Okay, well, proverbial. don't have to actually take it off.
I have my microphone, my headphones over my head. If I did that, it'd be a mess.
Hair would just fly everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
That would be a trick.
Yeah.
Been with the team.
Altogether,
close to 70 years?
70 years?
50 years.
50 years. 70 years. 50. Guys, he's been there since he was two.
He was. No,
51.
51.
51.
As a player and in the broadcast booth.
He's just a down-to-earth guy who I think gave the ordinary fan his take on it. He didn't sugarcoat it, and when they did well, he overemphasized it. Yeah. And then you hear a groan, something on the other team happened that was not good.
Well, and if a flag came out from a referee, before that flag hit the ground, he could tell you what the penalty was.
Especially on holding.
Well, he was an expert on holding.
In fact, I think he had a license plate called a holding or something like that. And he wasn't a Hall of Famer. In fact, he was a very low draft pick. I think like in the sixth round. But He played over 200 and some games, which is amazing.
For an offensive lineman, a lot of them don't go to the...
No.
It's a very, very necessary but very unglorious position.
But apparently he has had some health issues.
Yes.
AFib and hip replacement and I guess knee replacements.
He's what, 71?
72.
72.
And in some cases he needed to have somebody come out to his car and take him into the stadium. He's had a few bad days. And it's just got to him. I mean, you know, like Terry Francona.
And all the traveling and all that.
Yeah, it's just rough on him. And he'll be missed because I just love listening to those two.
I
couldn't believe it's been 23 years since Jimmy Donovan and him were partners.
But before that, he was part of the broadcast team as well.
He had Nev Chandler, Jim Mueller for a while, and Casey Coleman. Now, Nev Chandler, Casey Coleman, and Jimmy Donovan both got cancer. Two of them died, and Jimmy Donovan almost did. So I don't know if that was...
Doug Deacon causes cancer? Is that what we're saying?
I don't know. I didn't know. That's what they said. I mean, I would hope not. But anyway, he's been the consistent broadcaster for many, many years, and I guess... I should have listened to the Browns game on the radio. I just didn't. And, he'll be missed. I don't know who they'll replace him with.
Because he had great stories to go along with things. He had a good eye of watching the field and knowing exactly what the play and what the flag was for and all this stuff.
I just hope they utilize him on, Browns.
The tailgate type thing,
Browns notebooks or something like that they have all the time. They use that Tony Grossi still. I would think that he could do that if he wanted to. Maybe he won't. I don't know.
He could sit in the studio. Well, yeah, maybe he doesn't. You know, it's...
That's a long time.
It's a long time. But you have to love it. In order for to do it that long.
And he's watched a lot of bad football.
A ton of bad football.
Been part of some bad and seen some really bad. And this year was probably one of the biggest disappointments in his broadcasting career because
of what we did last year and coming in on paper, as you said, actually having a better team than what we had the year before.
Well, before we got on the air, we were talking about Baker Mayfield, and that perhaps, in fact, I think you're right, which just pains me, that
it always hurts him.
That Baker Mayfield should have been shut down shortly after that injury.
We've told him that we've said before there are weeks he should not be playing.
No,
like against the Lions thing, but he probably should have been shut down earlier. I know he didn't want to, and I know the coach didn't have the guts to do it.
That I think that's it. You nailed it.
And the only reason that the coach shut him down, because he was already talking about it anyway, so the coach shut him down.
Yeah.
If Baker had not said something, he probably would have played.
You know, his end-of-the-year press conference, Kevin Stefanski said that he got clearance from the medical staff. Well, come on. I mean, geez, it's like the guy on Hogan's Heroes once who got accidentally drafted by the German army, and they told him to sit down after he said he was blind. And he said, "Well, vision perfect." you know, it to me, for the better of the team, he should have been shut down shortly after he got injured because it was obvious he could not throw beyond 10, 15 yards down the field. Odell Beckham Jr.'s father pointed this out, caused a storm.
A divorce of
and he was right.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham's playing in the playoffs, by the way.
Yes.
With the Rams. I don't know. I think that in retrospect, the front office and Kevin Stefanski should have sat him down and said, listen, for the betterment of the team, we need you to get healthy and you need to get the surgery as soon as possible so you would be ready for next year. It was obvious that he could not follow through with a harness and the pain.
And then he also had an ankle injury and he had two other things throughout the season. Shut him down.
And Case Keenum isn't chopped liver. I mean, he won 11 games once as a starter after somebody got injured in Minnesota.
And who was his?
Kevin Stefanski.
Who was his?
So I don't understand. I guess the fear of Baker being outspoken if he got put on the IR overcame the betterment of the team, really.
Yeah.
I just think it was bad that they did it.
Case would have gotten better throughout the season had he gotten to play more.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, they didn't do what I think they should have done and benched him and put Case Keenum in. I don't understand why. I really don't understand why, but he was obviously not capable. I mean, he looked good from time to time. He was able to hit some, went up 10, 15 yards.
But let's face it, his best game was against Cincinnati early in the season.
Yeah.
And he never played again like that the rest of the season.
No.
Never.
And the teams defensed him that way, too. I mean, they knew that, okay, he's not going to go any farther than 20 yards, so.
Not accurately.
Not accurately. And then the game against, who was it when they got sacked nine times?
That was Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Nine times because he didn't know what
and
to do.
And they even pulled him out at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He played not much, if any, of the fourth quarter, and he still got sacked nine times.
Yeah. So the question is, and it's a huge question, what are they going to do at quarterback? Now, according to Andrew Berry, he's still the guy. And he has to say that. He has to say it.
He has to say that, yeah.
And, but there's so much speculation on who are they going to bring somebody in?
There are a few big names. None of them are coming to Cleveland.
No. I mean, there was
Aaron Rodgers is a name getting bannered about. He's not coming to Cleveland. Russell Wilson is bandied about. He's not coming to Cleveland. You know, because the thing is, if you bring in somebody to replace him, you have to get rid of Baker, period, because Baker's not going to be a backup here. It's not going to work.
He would have to leave.
No, they could bring in somebody that is a very competent guy who could maybe, in a sense, have to compete, make Baker compete, because that will make Baker better if he has to compete for the job a bit.
Well, I think I think that's correct. I mean,
He almost said in the same broadcast that it was right twice.
Well, all right.
Almost.
I didn't say you were right. They had an article, will Baker Mayfield be back with the Browns? And this NFL contract expert thinks he will return.
Yes, I think so, too.
To Joel Corey. Now, because I don't know who's out there that could be better than him if Baker Mayfield is healthy.
Yeah.
So they bring
available,
in
Marcus
Mariota. Derek Carr is going to stay with the Raiders after this.
Sure he will.
They're going to pay him. I don't know what top talent is out there. There's not a lot of quarterbacks coming out this year. So in the draft, they're going to be, too high up to, unless they trade down, a trade they may try to get. They got some needs, too. I don't think Jarvis Landry is going to be back next
year. That's a lot of talking, and I hate to see that happen. He's been our top receiver since he's been here.
Yeah, and
the fact that Miami traded him blew me away.
Yeah.
He's
due to make $14.5 million. I don't know how much of that is guaranteed, but I don't know. So there are needs. The defense, which was a problem a year ago, really, and as really stabilized. Of course, they say Clowney could be.
Clowney was a one-year deal.
One-year deal. I think they should resign him.
I think everybody's clamoring for them to resign him.
I don't know their salary cap problems or anything like that. It's not my money, so sign him. All right. But the question is
Do you sign him at the cost of Landry? If you throw the money one way or the other, which way would you play it?
Oh, I go defense. I yeah. think there's why you have Peoples Jones. You got this young man, some other receivers too that I think could blossom. And you could always get receivers too. It's not receivers are out there. You got to find somebody to get the ball to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Austin Hooper has been a big disappointment at tight end. But I think his contract's pretty much guaranteed, so they're paying him big bucks.
How many games did Hunt actually play this year?
I think we went 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been hurt.
Right, right. He was hurt, then he came back, then he got hurt again.
Yeah. I don't know if he's back next year because I think De'Ernest Johnson shows that he's just as capable as Hunt is.
Yeah.
But that's quite a duo.
Now, and De'Ernest's contract, I think, is up this year.
It could be. I mean, he's going to be a hot prospect. He earns this money that he's going to be.
Yeah.
And they have Felden, too, and I don't know.
Wasn't Hunt a 2-year deal, though?
Yeah,
I think we have Hunt for next year.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So do you put money into De'Ernest? Knowing what it is.
I think you let De'Ernest Johnson
I don't know,
go.
But look at the injuries that Hunt has had.
That's true. That's true. I mean, but they only have so much money to.
I understand that.
And
but next year everything goes back to regular salary, which goes back up again because they have people in the stands this year. So
yeah.
So there was a lowering of the cap for this year, which will go back up again next year.
Right. They still made tons of money.
Oh, sure, of course they did. Tons of money. Just off the television contracts.
Jeez. After people getting injured, commercials.
Yeah. Medical Mutual could have made a ton of commercials for that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The biggest question facing this team is quarterback position. And I think this Joel Curry is right that Joel Curry is correct that they'll bring Baker Mayfield in, but they're going to bring somebody else in to
compete with him.
Right. And they used the first year example of him against Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
And then when he did get in, he looked really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think competition is good for Baker. I do.
It is good, but he is only going to take you so far. And that's the problem. They don't have a franchise quarterback in my estimation now.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he would have been after last year, but he got hurt. Maybe
this year was the anomaly. Who knows?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I don't know.
When we roll into next year.
I like the kid. I like his moxie. He played hurt.
Nobody is questioning his guts and his strength and his willingness to go forward. Nobody's questioning.
Yeah, he makes good progressive commercials too.
He does.
I do too. Don't tell. What's the secret?
Six.
That's it.
Just six.
I think he does. He's got a future in acting. I think so. Anyway, I like the kid. I really hope for the best. And maybe that's all this team can hope for is that he improves next year after he gets
right. And had he not had the injuries, if he wouldn't have those injuries, it would have been different.
First of all, they should have benched him, but they should have put him on IR and let Case Keenum take this team from game 4 on. That I think we could have made the playoffs.
Would we have been any worse?
No, we couldn't have been any worse. Second of all, bring in a fresh Baker Mayfield for next year. And give him a little bit of competition and let him be the guy. And let him know he's the guy.
Right, right.
And otherwise, what's your options? Because, like you said, I don't think Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's
even
not
though Marla Rittenhour said we put on a pretty nice rehearsal for him. Come on. Russell Wilson? I don't think so. I think he's been a Seahawk, wants to stay a Seahawk. He likes Pete Carroll. And he's kind of on the clock.
But like you said, Pete Carroll's. His job is questionable. And if he goes, Russell might want to go too. Before we run out of time,
we
stayed up to watch the national championship game. We should say something about it.
Georgia won. 30.
The first three quarters were boring.
33-18 at the end of the third quarter.
I think it was 9-6, wasn't it?
No, it was 18-12.
18-12. Okay.
I think. No, it was 13-12.
Okay.
And then Alabama scored a touchdown, making 18-12. And then in the fourth quarter, Georgia destroyed Alabama. Absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, one with a pickup and running for pick up a fumble and running in for a touchdown.
Right.
And then a pick six.
Yeah, and talk about small quarterbacks. This Spencer Bennett for Georgia is like 5'9".
Yeah.
And he did an awesome job. And he's not going to be NFL material.
No.
He's just too short, unfortunately. My goodness, they at 6 foot, Baker Mayfield's considered too
yes.
short. So if you're 3 inches shorter than that, forget it unless you put him on stilts. But I wanted to see Georgia win. I really do. And I could not believe that fourth quarter.
I couldn't either. As tight as it was the entire game. And then, poof, the fourth quarter.
And the pick six pretty much ended
the
hopes.
That's when I turned up. I said, okay, I got to get up in a few hours. So it's time to.
Yeah. So all these Bama fans, they pan the audience and boo hoo hoo. Oh, hoo hoo.
We've only got 5 national championships.
Yeah. And they'll be back in it again.
Sure they will.
Well, but it was rather a boring game up until the fourth
quarter. Up until the fourth quarter. Absolutely.
Truth be told, at the end of the third quarter, I recorded the rest of the game and watched early this morning.
Okay, now I have to confess.
You
I
do?
Had a picture and a picture, and I was watching the game along with something else beside, which I had the volume on the other program. Because
the Cavs played last night, too. I can't believe the Cavs had anything scheduled in the NBA on the college football playoff championship game.
Yeah, because NFL didn't. Right.
And they won, by the way.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They have now officially won more games, and this is before their All-Star break.
Yeah.
Than they won all year last year.
Well, Terry Pluto, read some articles, and Terry Pluto's really high on this team and the coach. And he gives Dan Gilbert credit to keep Kobe Altman as their general manager. He just, I think, renewed his contract. And for right now, as we speak, it's an interesting team. And they have those three big guys, and then they bring in Rondo, because Rubio got hurt for the rest of the season.
Right.
Are they going to be in the NBA championship? I don't think so, but it'd be nice to get in the playoffs.
You know what? They keep doing what they're doing. They're very close to, I mean, right now, with their third seed. And
Evan Mobley, what a pickup that was.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know much about this guy.
I didn't either, but boy, he is the real deal.
Mature.
And they got him one on the third pick. And they said, you got a first pick, and you really got a first pick with him.
So, anyway, we'll have to get into the coaches and the best coaches and the best players for the Browns.
Yeah, this may be the disappointment of our coaching and our play calling next week.
Yeah, and of course, we'll be talking about a Steelers victory next week as well.
I don't know. I may have to bet you a hamburger on that one.
I'll bet you, give me a hamburger and I'll pay you Tuesday. Is that what, or Wimpy? What was that, Wimpy?
Wimpy. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Wimpy never had any money.
Well, he didn't work. He just worked the room for a hamburger. That was the most work Wimpy ever did.
Gosh, good old Wimpy.
Good old Wimpy.
I almost forgot about Wimpy until you mentioned hamburger.
The hamburgers, yeah.
Jeez. And olive oil. And
hey, where's that pun?
Oh, it's time, huh?
It's time. No, you hear the music?
Have the music. I don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
Yes. You ready?
Can you hear it now?
Yes, now I hear it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
I tried to make a belt out of watches. It was a waste of time.
It was a waste of time. Oh!
There you go. Well, it was a waste of time. That was true.
Or a time of waste. Anyway, that's going to do it. We'll be back next week to complain more about the Browns and hear about that Steelers loss next week.
All right.
Yeah.